What's up, guys? This is Frances. So we are back with my fabulous travel podcast. And I know it's been literally probably a year or more that I haven't actually returned, but I guess I've been in self-doubt mode and procrastination, but here I am. So this is pretty exciting. I want you all to meet my fabulous friend, Tarek, who is going to tell you all about himself, but we are going to also be talking about food. So Tarek is actually born in the beautiful land of Lebanon, but is now residing in England. So here he is. Hi, Tarek. Thanks for coming on.
Hello, you're right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So Tarek, as I said before, you are born in Lebanon, but now live in England. How did you end up there?
So I had a bad experience in Beirut. I was not allowed in school. I wasn't allowed to do anything. So my family set me up. Let me talk about Beirut first. Set me up. Oh, I can't talk today. Nursery, home nursery, because I wasn't allowed in school. They don't like disabled people in, obviously, in Beirut. So my mum had to set up a nursery, and so life was not good there. But I still had a life because I was in school, at home. So. Yeah, it was a really bad experience. People were spitting on me. You know, they don't like, they never saw a wheelchair in their life. They just don't like disabled people there. So I had to move to the UK when I was 5.
And there you go. And so, for people who don't know, we're going to backtrack just a little bit. But Tarek, as he said, does have a disability. So, can you, for people who are listening, can you enlighten us on what that is, please?
Palsy. Cerebral palsy. I'm not very good at saying it, but cerebral palsy, yeah.
I think I have issues trying to say it too, because I was like, it's cerebral palsy. And then I think it's just got that word there. But yes, if, and for those of the people who are listening, if they don't know what that is, what can you tell us about?
Well, first of all, I would like to explain. I used to walk. I didn't used to have this disability at all. So I used to walk. I used to walk, but then a physio was talking on his phone with his somehow girlfriend or whatever, and I fell over, and the muscles got weak, and I couldn't walk again because it was on hard floor and it affected the muscles. So. The way my disability affects me is it just weakens my muscles and I don't have any like muscles to walk. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really explain the disability very well, but that's how it affects me. And I can't walk at the moment.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. Actually, I didn't know that because you never actually told me that. So that is good information to know. And Tarek is not only does he have this disability, but he doesn't let anything stop him. He is like literally fearless and someone who I find really inspirational because he has got this podcast and he's just so awesome. So he does a community podcast in Hounslow, which is in England. If you are listening and you don't know where that is, in England, and it's a online community podcast called. Actually, you know what? Why don't you tell them?
Oh, trust me, I've been doing it for years now. I've forgotten what I do. So I run a project currently funded by local trust. This is the hard bit, so just give me a chance. And they have a £1 million investment, which they run activities for young people and obviously elderly as well. We support elderly for if they need emergency help. And they also do projects like mine. So I run, I had a dream of becoming a podcaster. So the way I ended up this organization, as I told you, as you have a fashion show coming up, I was invited to a fashion show by a friend of mine. He told me that he was doing something, but turns out he didn't do something. He was sitting right next to me. And then I was invited to the fashion show. And then I was sitting there. And then I liked the people and I thought, oh, yeah, this looks fun. I can imagine me on the red carpet. And just, yeah. So the people were so welcoming that I stayed. And then the manager came and said, are you Terry? I said, yes, I am. I'm Taz. Well, Taz is a dream maker. If anyone doesn't know Taz, he's a dream maker. He said, what's your passion? I said, I like podcasting, helping people and stuff like that. Then suddenly, after a year or weeks, I set up this random project called Big Girls Love Tech for Mini Podcast. And now it's global. You've been on it. So yeah, it's been global. And this September, I've also been invited to go to Nottingham to talk in front of 160 people. So yeah, I've interviewed quite a lot of people and it's really fun to do.
Woohoo! So there you go, guys. It'll be, so it is on YouTube. You can literally just type in big local West. I'm not even saying it right. It's big local West Heston community. Yes. Probably in that order. I'm sorry. But yes, you will find it, and it's just fabulous. I think we're up to, what are you up to? 80. Nearly 80 episodes.
It's hestonwest.org/communitypodcast, hml.org/HML.
There you go, guys. Heston West, big local community podcast. So you just type it in.
We'll put the link at the bottom.
Yeah. Yes, we're gonna put it in because this is going to be as an audio, so we'll definitely put that in, guys. So we'll put it all in the information in the bio at the bottom. So the awesome thing is now we're going to talk about food, Lebanese food, and Tarek is going to tell us all about his lovely cultural food. And if anybody has eaten Lebanese food, please feel free in the comments below to say what type of Lebanese food you've eaten. So, Tarek, what do you love most about Lebanese food? First of all, what is your favorite food?
First of all, I love to eat it, obviously. Who does not love to eat Lebanese food? Oh, this is a hard one. Because I do like, you know, shishtawu, the chicken thing. You know, this chicken, barbecue chicken, or... Don't you just love Lebanese barbecue chicken? And I like kefta. You know kefta?
I'm not sure. I'll be honest. I'm kind of... Yes, I do actually. Yes. Lamb kefta?
Yeah, it's like sausage, but it's not sausage. It's, kefta is like... I wonder if we can share a picture. But this is not a audio sort of... This is not a video one, is it? So, but I would show you a picture of what it looks like. But kefta is one of my favorites. And it's also, have you ever tasted tabbouleh?
Yes, I have. I love
tabbouleh. Who does not like that? I love it.
And so for those of you who are listening, kefta is spelled C-O-F-T-A. So you can Google that, type in Lebanese cuisine, and it'll come up. But yes, I would love to actually, I feel hungry right now, actually. So, and that would be kind of awesome to eat Lebanese food right now. But what was some of the food that your mom had cooked for you when you were younger?
Well, she still does.
Oh, there you go.
She cooks quite a lot. It's mainly the ones that I just announced.
Yeah.
The custard, the... Oh, she makes... I tell you something. She makes the best garlic in the house.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And if you don't know my mum, you can find her. She runs a Lebanese business. She runs it. Favorite Banquet. You can order some online as well.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we will definitely put that in the link below. So if you do live in Hounslow in England, you can come and check that out as well. So that'll be kind of cool.
Yes.
And yes.
So yeah, she is currently catering for people from her house, but she caters.
Because you always eat like halloumi, right? Like halloumi. I'm just looking at this little list here. I believe it's mashi.
I couldn't hear that.
Mashi? Have I said it right? Mashi? Like MASHHI.
Are you trying to say menoshe?
It's probably that. I'm sorry if we do have any Lebanese people listening. My pronunciation.
Because you said meshi, as in I don't want anything.
Oh, well, there you go. I've learned a new word today, guys. There you go. So if you walk around, you can say that. There.
So basically, you just said, I don't want anything. But menoshe is a... How do you spell menoshe? That's a good question. I don't know. But, yeah. Basically, menoshe is basically, you know, like herbs, but you have it in like a, what do you call that? Naan bread, isn't it?
Roti?
Yeah, like naan bread sort of thing.
Yeah. Naan roti, yeah.
That's what it is, basically, with herbs inside. So.
Ah, there you go. And what about dessert?
Oh. Don't even mention about desserts because they're like the best bits. you're making me hungry now and it's not even lunchtime.
Yeah, where's your mom? Mom, can we have some food? But if so, for example, if someone wanted to, I know you haven't lived there for a while now, but if someone wanted to travel to Lebanon and even to try some of this food, what is the best travel advice you can give them?
You mean if they were to travel to London or Beirut?
Well, even if they were to try, just, you know, go to any Lebanese restaurant, what, or even just to travel to Lebanon, because I know some people have gone to Lebanon and visited, or, I mean, and I have some friends who are from Lebanon and everything like that, or, yeah.
Well, because say if I went to Lebanon, which I'll probably never go because of bad experiences there, but plan your visit before you go, because in Lebanon there's a lot of problems.
Well, I mean, there's good and bad experiences everywhere. I mean, I've traveled for like so long and I've had bad experiences, you know, in first and third world countries, but. Yes, yeah, so it is good to look up the rules before you travel, guys. That's an important thing. So make sure you have a look. But I think what is some of the best things? What kind of, I guess, what can people expect when they try Lebanese food? Like, you know, just to be more, you know, to get them to be a little bit more open-minded about trying Lebanese food.
Well, I'll tell you something about restaurants. When you go to a Lebanese restaurant, there's a lot, the starter is basically the lunch. So, like, you get a lot of options. The lunch has not even come yet, but you've got a lot of options already on the table. So expect to eat like a monster, basically.
Become fat, guys, and then work it off. Go to the gym after you eat. Not exactly after you eat, but yeah.
So basically, I would advise people to go to the gym first. before anything else.
Oh, there you go. That'll be good. And is there any, I guess, customs that people should be aware about when they go to a Lebanese restaurant or to a Lebanese person's house?
Yeah, not really. They're very kind. Although some Lebanese people and might not be, but yeah, Lebanese people are usually kind.
Yes, remember everybody listening, there's good and bad everywhere, so it doesn't matter. But yes, we want to go in to your house and try some of your food. That would be exciting. And is there anything?
Oh, and I'll tell you, this is not really about food. When people eat food, they start dancing. So be sure when you go to a Lebanese restaurant, there's going to be live music and dancing and belly dancing as well. Be sure to do that.
Oh yes. And is it only, could you say anybody can do belly dancing? Or is it really just for Lebanese people or
Anyone could learn it. Even you can.
Yes, I know. I know I have seen like some people who do Lebanese dancing. I mean, I know now it's become like a definitely a popular dance class and everything like that. And there you go, guys. That is pretty much sums up Tarek's life of food and his experiences of Lebanese culture and Lebanese cuisine. Is there anything, because you do live in England, is there anything you can share with us about traveling to England, about what to do in England if someone wanted to also travel to England? They could come see you.
Well, I've actually just traveled to another area, to Sheffield,
Yeah.
which was for work. I learned how to deal with communities and stuff like that. How to deal with stressful people, how to guide them. It was a nice area in London, to go to, something to remember. But I do like living in London. But I just wish we weren't too far. I could have come to yours.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't listened to the previous podcast, I can't even remember if I even mentioned it, but I live in Australia. So yes, I'm literally on the other side of the world to Tarek. But yes, guys, if there is anyone else who has tried Lebanese food, please write in the comments and let us know. But thank you so much, Tarek, for doing this. I know it's I think it's like almost lunchtime where you are, so you must be almost hungry.
Well, thank you for making me hungry.
No worries. And thank you guys so much for joining Francis Helena Travel Podcast. And we will see you soon in the next episode. And I hope you have a good day. Thank you. And thank you, Tarek, for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye.